Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
In today's program, we look at the importance of maintaining a healthy lifestyle, and later, an initiative by the All Saints Apostolic Church geared towards increasing health awareness. I am Prince Moore. Welcome to Healthline.
Are you the promoter of a new or established event with mass appeal? Submit your event for inclusion in the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment's Jamrock Summer Promotional Program. Film, dance, fashion, food, literary arts, and other entertainment events all qualify for inclusion. Events must fall between May 15 and August 15, 2015. Selected events will benefit from local and international marketing support. Submit your events by Friday, February 13. For more information, contact the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment at 920-492-6230 or email us at entertainment@mot.gov.jm.
We are in a new year and many persons have made resolutions to get fit and healthy, but are not quite sure where or how to start. If you are among this group, you could start by engaging in physical activity such as exercise as a means of improving your health.
When people are inactive, it can cause one to gain weight. Even persons who have weight, once they are active, they will improve their heart health. Diseases such as high blood pressure can be lowered. Once individuals can move about, it means that they are burning calories and they can become fit and their health can be improved significantly.
Lecturer at the Caribbean School of Nursing at UTEC, Andrea Pusey-Murray. An important step in maintaining good health is to be proactive in conducting health screenings, which could identify and treat potential health problems before they develop or worsen.
Health screening is important to everyone. It involves the use of tests, physical examinations, or other procedures to detect and prevent disease in people who look well and may even feel well, but there could be something emerging that has not manifested itself. For example, blood pressure is one of the most important screenings because high blood pressure usually has no symptoms and it's often referred to as a silent killer. So by the time the individual starts to experience symptoms, it may have already had a damaging effect to the organs such as the heart and kidneys.
Good nutrition is also an important part of leading a healthy lifestyle. Mrs. Morris says a balanced diet is a great place to start.
Eating a balanced diet, which comprises of food from all food groups, eating foods as healthy desserts, and snacking on vegetables such as carrots. Begin reading food labels as a matter of course, and reduce your salt and sugar intake.
Residents in Spanish Town St. Catherine are in for a treat on February 7, when the All Saints Apostolic Church hosts its Health and Wellness Fair. The health fair will be held under the theme, Healthy Choices for a Healthy Lifestyle. Residents will be treated to a number of health checks.
Diabetes or sugar, hypertension or high blood pressure checks will be carried out by the Caribbean School of Nursing, UTEC, and the Heart Institute of the Caribbean. Cancer of the cervix, heart diseases, and also to see if persons are obese and to give advice accordingly.
The health fair will begin at 10 in the morning and continue until 2 p.m. The initiative is open to the public.
Services that will be free include blood pressure checks, blood sugar checks, weight checks, body mass index, registering for the program of advancement through health and education, and applying for your NIS.
Other services will attract minimal costs.
Service that will attract a cost include ECG being offered by the Heart Institute of the Caribbean, and they will charge a reduced price of $1,500. Pap smear being offered by the Jamaica Cancer Society, and they will charge $2,500 or $500 with Medicos or Sagicors health cards. Registrar General's Department, as well as the Passport Immigration and Citizenship Agency, will be there.
Lecturer at the Caribbean School of Nursing at UTEC, Andrea Pusey-Murray. That brings us to the end of our program. On behalf of Student Engineer Andre Palmer, I'm Prince Moore, encouraging you to stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.